Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy, and I'm joined by
Chris Gillam
for part two of this week's Chatterbox. First of all, we will see what we have for you in Information Desk, and then we'll follow with some news items. Also, coming up, we have a second feature, which is an interview with the current director of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival. But first, here's Information Desk.
Thank you to the person who put some stamps in their wallet. Unfortunately, they got separated, and we do not know who you are, but you do. We apologise for the wrong date being given last week for the next meeting of the Creative Writing Group. The correct date is Tuesday, May the 21st.
Norwich City Council have received two applications for licences to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of Haggle Restaurant outside their premises at 13 St Benedict Street for a total of three tables and six chairs, Monday to Sunday from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. and the Last Wine Bar at 70 to 76 St George's Street for a total of eight tables and 32 chairs, Monday to Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the areas will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to these applications, please address them to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, by the 6th and 5th of June, respectively. And the telephone number is 01603 212 761, or you can email licensing@norwich.gov.uk.
Do you fancy meeting other visually impaired people for coffee and biscuits every fourth Thursday of the month at 10:30 a.m? The meetings are held at the Gemini on Sandy Lane in Dereham. There is plenty of parking, including disabled parking, and the access is on the left of the building. NNAB community workers Jane and Linda will be hosting in the restaurant area and will be there for any help and advice you may need. The price for coffee or tea and biscuits and a friendly chat is £2. For further information, please contact Jane on 01603 629 558. The next meeting will be on Thursday, May the 23rd.
The next two items on Information Desk are NNAB events, for which the contact details are the same, and these will be given at the end of the second item. The NNAB Theatre Group invite you to join them at the Theatre Royal for Matilda, the multi-award-winning musical from the Royal Shakespeare Company, on Wednesday, the 31st of July, at 2:30. Tickets are £56, which includes a sighted companion ticket if required, audio description and touch tour.
The NNAB and RNIB Joint Choir Project are holding their next session on Thursday the 30th of May, followed by further sessions on the first Thursday of each month, starting after a June break on Thursday the 4th of July from 11 a.m. until 12 noon at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 1DZ. Come and join workshop leader Marion Fox in this informal group to discover your inner singing voice. From harmonies to short a cappella numbers, Marion will help to lead you through some popular numbers and help to form a joint choir. Each session is £3, including refreshments. For further details and to book your place, please contact Mark or Helen directly on 01603 973 216 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk. For Matilda, bookings must be made by the 19th of June. That's all from Information Desk.
Now we'll turn to some news items. We're starting off with a sporting lineup. If it's running which takes your fancy, then there is a report on the charity Race for Life, and a new weekly park run is set up at Sloughbottom Park. We can't get away from the City football with news that former City favourite Jeremy Goss is to become a football club ambassador. And there's news of a Norwich City supporters parade in Dubai. Pride of place must, however, go to an ice skater who wins a gold medal.
A 24-year-old from Sprowston has won gold at the British Ice Skating Championships after picking up a love for the sport at the Old Planet Ice Rink. Rebecca Stone started skating in 2006 and soon fell in love with the ice. She visited Planet Ice regularly until it closed in 2009 and felt it helped her with her own anxiety and bipolar disorder. The rink used to flourish with skaters of all ages, all levels, and coaches travelled as far from London to teach. It was a great community venue, helping an array of people's needs, including my own. Ice skating has felt a lifesaver, and I'm told I always look so relaxed and naturally happy with a permanent smile as I skate. After the rink closed, Miss Stone travelled to Peterborough twice a week to skate, but before that she said she went down the wrong path in life and gave up skating for a year. This was my biggest regret in life. However, having found a job that's put me back on the right track, I returned to my passion for the sport with even more enthusiasm. I couldn't believe my ears. I had won a gold medal, she said. I don't think it's sunk in. It shows that hard work pays off when you set a goal and achieving even more than you hoped. It's the most amazing feeling ever.
Thousands of people have taken part in one of the biggest charity events of the year in a bid to raise a record amount of money for Cancer Research UK. Over the course of 2 days, roughly 5,000 runners of all ages donned their trainers, dug out their best pink outfits, and took part in Race for Life events at the Norfolk Showground. And while it is too early to be certain, organisers say they expect the final total raised to be around £340,000. Chilly temperatures and threatening skies failed to deter those willing to get a bit messy for a good cause, who took part in the Pretty Muddy Kids 5 kilometre and 10 kilometre events. The following day, keen runners lined up for the Race for Life 5 kilometre and 10 kilometre events. Danielle Glavin from Cancer Research UK, which organised the events, said, "We'd like to thank everyone, from the runners to the many volunteers, who helped to make the weekend such a success. Without them, we simply couldn't do our life-saving work."
People turned out in force to run, walk or jog Norfolk's newest 5 kilometre park run at Slough Bottom Park in Norwich. The inaugural event was attended by 175 people and came after months of planning by a team of experienced park run volunteers led by co-event directors Miranda Ellis and Hugh Wolfenden. It is a much-needed fourth park run in Norwich, complementing the existing Norwich, Catton and Colney Lane events, where numbers have soared in recent years. By launching a park run in the Mile Cross area, the aim is to create a really inclusive event, which encourages people of all abilities to be more active. Ms. Ellis said, "We're really excited about the potential of Slough Bottom Park Run. It's a beautiful course and we think there will be a real demand for it. All of the core team are people who are passionate about parkrun, both as runners and as volunteers, and know the benefits taking part in regular activity with a group of like-minded people can bring, both in terms of physical and mental well-being. The Slough Bottom course starts within the park itself, before taking in a stretch of Marriott's Way and looping around nearby Anderson's Meadow, making it the city's first one-lap park run. It is mostly flat, and most of the course is on paths and tracks. Events take place every Saturday starting at 9 a.m. Participation is free, thanks to funding from Norwich City Council and Active Norfolk, and the work of a team of dedicated volunteers. Mr. Wolfdenen said, "Our message to anybody taking up parkrun is come along and give it a go."
He is the Norwich City legend who helped defeat German giants Bayern Munich in a 1993 UEFA Cup tie. And now, after almost a decade of charity work, Jeremy Goss is returning to his Canaries roots. The 54-year-old is to become a Norwich City ambassador this year, a role he once had before joining the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind in 2010. Goss, who played for Norwich between 1984 and 1996, said he was delighted to return to the club. The father of two said, "I'm so proud to represent this football club that has never left my heart since I moved here in 1981-82 as a young lad with a bucket full of hopes and dreams. For me, it is extraordinary how my life has gone full circle." One of Goss's most memorable moments while playing for Norwich was when he scored the opening goal against Bayern in the 1993 UEFA Cup. The Canaries went on to win 2-1 and became the first and only English club to ever win at the Munich Olympic Stadium. Goss spent 9 years working for the NNAB, initially as a charity fundraiser and then as head of fundraising.
Norwich City's promotion parade is going to be repeated thousands of miles away by fans in Dubai. The United Arab Emirates Canaries Supporters Club has arranged for a double-decker bus to tour the city in celebration of Norwich's promotion to the Premier League. It comes as the club held its own official parade through Norwich on Bank Holiday Monday, where tens of thousands of people lined the streets. St John Cooper from the UAE Supporters Club said around 30 fans will be taking part in the Dubai tour. He said the open-top double-decker bus, which will be branded in the club's colours, will pass the city's most famous sights. The UAE Supporters Club chairman, Phil Bray, and I decided to do this to celebrate the most remarkable year of football and the remarkable achievement of the club, Mr. Cooper said. In addition, it marks the 10th anniversary of the UAE Supporters Club.
Norfolk has a rich motorsport scene, from the Snetterton racetrack and headquarters of car maker Lotus to Formula One's newest young star, King's Lynn-born George Russell. Open Academy hosted a Motorsport Careers Day last month with an array of themed activities which were designed to introduce students to the careers available off the track as well as on it. Students also got a chance to examine and sit in a variety of vehicles brought in by members of the Sporting Car Club of Norfolk and Stratton Motor Company, with owners on hand to answer questions.
Now we'll move on to our second feature, which again is read by Charlie Hollis. The Norfolk and Norwich Festival is in full swing, and the Evening News has an article in which Daniel Brine, the current director and chief executive, discusses its economic impact.